The little prince looked everywhere to find a place to sit down, but the entire planet was crammed and obstructed by the king's magnificent ermine robe. So he remained standing upright, and since he was tired, he yawned.
It is contrary to etiquette to yawn in the presence of a king,
the monarch said to him.
I forbid you to do so.
I can't help it. I can't stop myself,
replied the little prince, thoroughly embarrassed.
I have come on a long journey and I have had no sleep.
Ah, then,
the king said.
I order you to yawn. It is years since I have seen anyone yawning. Yawns, to me, are objects of curiosity. Come now, yawn again. It is an order.
That frightens me. I cannot anymore,
murmured the little prince, now completely abashed.
Hum, hum,
replied the king.
Then I order you sometimes to yawn, and sometimes not to.
Her blood sticks to my hands. I carry her up the path of the cove, and I haven't bothered getting dried, and people are looking at me, stopping still in their tracks and talking to me in French, and I'm aware that I'm kind of not crying. I look like... fuck. I don't know. Close your eyes. Feel the sun on your skin. Can you hear how softly the waves are breaking on the shore? Wow. That was an amazing paella.